One day, the tots were gathered in the Totsland Yeshiva, where the Yetzer HaTov was in the middle of a very important lesson.
So you see, tots, the Torah teaches that you must learn Torah. B'shiftecha b'veitecha, when you are in your home, uv'lechtecha v'aderech, when you travel on the road, uv'shachbecha uv'kumecha, before you sleep and when you wake. Hashem gives you this great opportunity of this mitzvah advantage you must take.
Wow, I can't wait to get out there and learn some Torah.
Well, you don't have to wait long. Look all around you, and you'll never go wrong.
I think the Yetzer HaTov is trying to tell us something.
I certainly am.
But what was the Yetzer HaTov hinting at?
Oh, you'll see.
So the tots left the yeshiva and went their separate ways. Little did they realize that each one would soon run into...
the Yetzer Hara!
Oh, come on. I'm not such a bad guy. I'll prove it to you. Here's a nice little Torah tot passing by.
Uvelechtecha v'aderech. When you travel on the road, just think of words of Torah.
Hello, Tubby.
Yetzer Hara, oh no!
Hello, hello, and howdy-do. I've been looking all over for you.
Are you here to trick me or convince me of no good?
Oh, just making rounds about the neighborhood. See those delightful birdies in the tree? And the flowers are in bloom. Take a whiff of that fresh country air. This is living without a care. Well, Tubby, I see you're almost home. Ta-ta, my pal. I've got to roam.
Gee, that was nice. The Yetzer Hara was so pleasant that I didn't even have to think twice.
Moments later at Bino Becher's laboratory.
Hey there, Bino, my Becher friend. Do you have an ear to lend?
Not to you, Yetzer Hara. Now go away.
Oh, good. You'll listen, because I have something to say. Oh, I love what you've done with this place. And what a view of the square. Why, I can see from here to there. And that's a nice bow tie you're wearing, and your inventions are out of sight. Well, I'd like to stick around, but the day has turned to night.
Oh, my goodness. The Yetzer Hara was here all day. But he was so nice. I think he's okay.
Time for Tots to go to bed. I'll just head over to Tommy G. Torah's house and chat with him instead.
Oh boy, oh boy, do I love the night. Time to open a safer, and as I lay in bed...
Say, Tommy D. Torah, how's about talking to me instead?
Yetzer Hara, I don't trust you.
Oh, you're hurting my feelings. Don't do that, must you? I just need a friend to talk to, one who will understand. Say, I never noticed you were such a decorator, and so nice and neat, all beseder.
Do you really think so? Or are you just saying that? You know, I always did like this place and my collection of knickknacks.
And look how comfy you are in your bed.
Well, I was going to open a safer, but I think I'll go to sleep instead.
Good night, Torah. Now I'll wait until dawn. I've got to get to Simi. I've got business going on.
The next morning at Simi's place.
Rise and shine, Simi. I'm hanging around with you.
Sorry, Yetzer Hara. I'm going to be late for shul.
Shul? Well, that's exactly why I'm here. I just wanted to say that all these shelves of Sfarim are straight and clean. Look at the shape they're in. And the cobble on the floor? Welcome me for sure. I love your color blue. I think it perfectly fits a sitter just like you. Those curtains are swell. And I can tell that you really like to take care of your place. And look at the smile on your face. Well, look at the clock. I've got to run.
Oh, no. It's already 12:45. I would blame Yetzer Hara, but as far as I can see, he didn't even try to trick me.
That's where you're wrong. And Tubby too, Bino and Talmi, the Yetzer Hara tricked all of you. Instead of thinking Torah on the road and in your home, in the evening and in the morning, the Yetzer Hara never left you alone.
I wanted to learn Torah. That was my intention. But the Yetzer Hara kept me busy talking about my inventions.
And the birds and the breeze.
And my knick-knack and tchotchkes.
And my nice tidy bookcases.
Now, you know one who learns Torah faces. Like I said yesterday, look around you and you'll never go wrong. For Torah is all over for those who are strong. Treat it like a game. When your mind starts to wander, how does it relate to Torah is what you must ponder.
Oh, like when I see the flowers in bloom, I should think of the holiday of Tu B'Shvat. And my latest inventions, they always remind me of Hashem's creation. Very well indeed. Words of Torah are what we all need. It's so important that even Yetzer Hara wants to be involved. But once you know that, your problems are solved. For we can find many ways every morning and every day. When you're in and about, or when you go out. Just make it important and you will see that Torah can be your priority.
My words testify how important this is, and you know why.
Abba, Ima, think of your Kinderlach today. Keep their minds on mitzvot and proper words to say. Please send them to yeshiva and to a Torah camp. Keep their thoughts pure and refined so Torah will stay on their mind.
Think Torah!
Torah is the perfect game and it's fun to play.
We always think of Torah through the night and day.
And anything we do is a reminder of it too.
And this is what
the Torah asks of you.
Vishinata Levanecha Vidibata Bar.
Teach lots of Torah to your children.
Vishiftecha Bebeisecha
when you sit at home.
Uvelechtecha Baderech
and when you're on the road.
Uveshachbecha Uvkumecha
before you sleep and when you rise. Torah's always there
right before your eyes.
Chewing yummy bubblegum. I think of a desert and eating mud.
Even on a trip to Mars?
Hashem compares us to the stars.
Munching down on a slice of pizza.
Triangles, they're like pyramids.
I think of how we left Mitzrayim and all the Nisim Hashem did.
Think Torah!
Torah is the perfect game and it's fun to play.
We always think of Torah through the night and day.
And anything we do is a reminder. Teach lots of Torah to your children.
Beshiftecha bebeisecha
when you sit at home.
Uvelechtecha baderech
and when you're on the road.
Uveshachbecha uvkumecha
before you sleep and when you rise. Torah's always there
right before your eyes.
Think Torah and now you know just how to play this game. Wherever you may travel, the rules are still the same.
Torah is the perfect subject
and a giant mitzvah.
So play it with a friend or brother, a parent or your sister.
Think Torah!
Torah is the perfect game and it's fun to play.
We always think of Torah through the night and day.
And anything we do is a reminder of it too.
And this is what
the Torah asks of you. Teach lots of Torah to your children.
Beshiftecha bebeisecha
when you sit at home.
Uvelechtecha baderech
and when you're on the road.
Uveshachbecha uvkumecha
before you sleep and when you rise. Torah's always there
right before your eyes.
Torah's always there.